Okay, so, you know, Parsha Shalach, it's always the Eretz Yisrael, like a Parsha. People think, where in the Torah does the Torah talk about how the greatness of Eretz Yisrael? Several places. But Shalach wouldn't be the biggest place where you would think maybe you would talk about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. But Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, who our Rebbe, Rabbi Moshe Weinberger Shlito, was Zocha to be able to be by last week in Uman with some chevra from Ish Kodesh, brought us back a little bit. So we'll try to share a teaching on the importance of Eretz Yisrael and from Rabbi Nachman. Zuchus Yogin Aleinu. You know, the Meraglim come back and they're starting this whole fuss and this and that. And they're one of their main arguments, what they say in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Lamed Beis, the last Pasuk, the second to last Pasuk in Perek Yud Gimel. By Yotziu Dibas Ha'aretz, they started talking to Lashon Hara about the land, Asher Toru Oso El B'nei Yisrael Lemor, Ha'aretz Asher Varnuva, Lasur Oso Eretz Ochelos Yoshvelhi. We scattered it out, and we saw that it's a land that consumes its inhabitants. And everyone in the land, they're people of great measure. So I just want to focus on four words. Eretz Ochelas Yoshvehi. So Rashi famously brings down, what does this mean? Eretz Ochelas Yoshvel. Bechol Makom She'avarnu, Mesanu Kovrei Mesim. Everywhere we went, we saw that we saw people who were dead. We saw burial places. And then it goes on. Those words aren't for now. But basically, the Klal Yisrael is here. The Meraglim come back and they say the land is filled with dead people. Comes Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, says an incredible thing. Anyone knows anything about Rabbi Nachman Sfarim? The what he writes about Eretz Yisrael is no games. What does he mean, Eretz Ochelos Yoshvel? And he brings this down in the 129th Torah in the Kutim Aran. But here we're going to quote it from this great sefer that we've quoted from the past few weeks, the Chassidus Shavuot. Let's read the words inside. Shehamazon hanechel mishapich lios ketovo sheochel. He says, what does this mean that the land in ate in its inhabitants and it eats its inhabitants? He's like, when a person eats a piece of food, right? The piece of food becomes a part of him, right? That the mazon becomes a part of a person, right? When a person eats a hamburger, there's certain nutrients that go to his heart, certain nutrients that go to his brain, certain nutrients that go everywhere, right? So too, Eretz Yisrael, it goes into a person's mamish, his neshama. L'moshuk, kasher chai ochal tzomeach, when a person eats something, it becomes his life source. The food is causing him to exist. The water is causing him to exist. It's giving all the nutrients to all the enzymes and everything and this and that. And listen, I'm not a science person. I was never a big biochem. You know, I was always that the last kid handing in their final. But at the end of the day, we all understand it's a very simple idea. When a person eats food, something, a person drinks, it goes to everywhere in the body. It says, Kach gam Eretz Yisrael. The same thing Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Ochelos Yoshvehi. It's a land that eats its inhabitants. What does that mean? In Mamish, when a person feels, when a person lives Kedusha, when a person is always striving for greatness in Avodas Hashem, Eretz Yisrael says, come. I want you to come in. I want you to feel my greatness. That's why you see so many people. So many people. In America, in high school, it's very, very hard for them to grow. They're doing this, they're doing that. They go to Eretz Yisrael, they do a little bit of learning, a little bit of davening. What happens? They explode. They're exploding. So according to this Torah of Rabbi Nachman, explains this, has three or four different explanations in the Torah of Kuf, in the 129th Torah. But the main idea is when a person lives in Eretz Yisrael, like a life, the land just brings you in. You become part of the land. And that's exactly what the Gemara says in Ksubis and Kuf Yod Aleph. What does Gemara say? Kol Adar be'Eretz Yisrael, Shari below Avon. Anyone who lives in Eretz Yisrael lives without sin. Right? We have if you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, it's like some, the Gemara says that you don't have a God. So let me ask you a question. I see a lot of people doing crazy things in Eretz Yisrael and they're sitting. And I see a lot of people serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in America or outside of Eretz Yisrael. What's the shot? I mean, I'm saying the Gemara is not talking about when a person lives in Eretz Yisrael to take a life. It's not talking about physically. Obviously, we should all be zochet to be physically there. But a person doesn't have to be physically living in Eretz Yisrael to be living in Eretz Yisrael. A person can be living with Eretz Yisrael. His love for Eretz Yisrael, that he's mamish, he knows that the greatest land in the world, where according to the Kabbalistic Svarim, and Svarim HaKadoshim, explained to us that the Kadosh Baruch created Eretz Yisrael first, and Eretz Yisrael was the Bechor of the world, and Yerushalayim was the Bechor of the Bechor, and all Kedusha comes from Yerushalayim HaKodesh. When a person lives his life, he's always understanding the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. But he's not only understanding that. He's not talking about the Jewish press or talking about finding out what's going on with the Jerusalem Post. It's very important to know what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. But when a person lives for the love of Eretz Yisrael, he understands that the Klal Yisrael belong in Eretz Yisrael. He's always looking to uplift himself. That's when Eretz Ochelos Yoshvehi, that the land mamish consumes its inhabitants. It becomes part of you. It becomes just like the piece of food becomes part of the person. A person becomes a shtick Eretz Yisrael. That's why Rabbi Nachman brings down Sichos Aran. One line. We'll just read one line. He says, "Ashreinu shehashem yisparach heitiv imanu ma'od shezachinu l'kedushas Yisrael." Praiseworthy, thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you bless us with the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And anyone knows the famous story of Menachem's trip to Eretz Yisrael. Menachem went to tremendous stars to get to Eretz Yisrael. Famous trip. And Baruch Hashem, he finally got off the boat. What happened? He got off the boat and he said, I did whatever I have to do, and I can leave right now. But because of the people that he was with, they wanted to go see different things. They spent a little time and they went back. But Rabbi Nachman never went back. Lava Cherebi never went to Eretz Yisrael once. Why? Because when Tzaddik lives his life lives with Eretz Yisrael. He's living mamish with Torah. He's always looking to grow, looking to expand one step at a time. That's what it means. That's what it means. Eretz Ochelos Yoshvehi. Eretz Ochelos Yoshvehi doesn't mean that. I'll be pashup shaz. What Rashi says is that there are a lot of dead people, but the panemi is the deeper vort. When a person lives with Eretz Yisrael, he always has a Kadosh Baruch Hu on his mind. He's always growing. That's what it means. Eretz Yisrael becomes part of you. You could be living in America, but your thoughts are in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Baal Shem Tov says. Rabbi Nachman's great grandfather. A person could be physically in America, physically outside of Eretz Yisrael, but spiritually, if his thoughts are always in Eretz Yisrael, his thoughts are always on Ruchnius, trying to grow in Torah. It's like he's ke'ilu in Eretz Yisrael. And we know on Fridays sometimes we try to connect it to a wedding vort. So there's no greater vort to tell someone when someone's being schlacht out of their house, you're being sent out of your house to build your own bias, whether you have an ufra for Shabbos Kala, whatever it is, to remember this vort. Eretz Ochelos Yoshvehi, wherever you go, to remember, you take Eretz Yisrael with you. What does that mean? Take a Kodesh Baruch Hu with you. Always trying to grow in Torah on your own level. Whatever you can handle in your Torah and your tefillah. And your chesed. If you do that, Eretz Hashem, Eretz Ochelos Yoshvehi, Eretz Yisrael will not only spiritually but will be with you, but physically we'll all be zochah Be'ez Hashem to be physically back in Eretz Yisrael one step at a time. Have a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos.